Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deeper Truth presents... Yes, welcome to another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate our saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Following this brief program note, our saint of the day is next.
And welcome to Deeper Truth. Stand in the gap with us and St. Teresa of Los Andes. And her story begins now. St. Teresa of De Jesus de Los Angeles, De Angeles, Andes. I am God's, He created me, and is my beginning and my end. Pray for us. And she said, He leaves His angels and millions of people to come into your soul, to consummate in you the most intimate union, to transform you into God, to nourish in you the life of grace with which you will attain heaven. Words from St. Teresa de Jesus. And the soul that has his hope in God has nothing to fear. For all obstacles, difficulties, he overpowers. St. Teresa of the Andes, pray for us. As a young girl growing up in the early 1900s in Santiago, Chile, St. Teresa read an autobiography of a French-born saint, which Teresa, popularly known as the Little Flower. The experience deepened her desire to serve God and clarified the path she would follow. She became a Carmelite nun, taking the name of Teresa. And Teresa was born in Avila, Spain in 1515, and St. Teresa suffered from poor health by most of her life, but that did not stop her from filling her every waking hour with productivity, and she founded a total of over 13 monasteries during her lifetime. And St. Teresa of Jesus of Los Andes is the first Chilean to be declared a saint. She is the first Descalced Carmelite nun to become a saint outside the boundaries of Europe, and the fourth St. Teresa in Carmel, together with St. Teresa of Avila, of Florence, and of Lisieux. One need live a long life to leave a deep imprint. Teresa of Los Andes is proof of that. The convent offered the simple lifestyle Teresa desired and the joy of living in a community of women completely devoted to God. She focused her days on prayer and sacrifice. And she said, I am God. She wrote in her diary, He created me and is my beginning and my end. And as a young girl growing up in the early 1900s in Santiago, Chile, she read an autobiography of a French-born saint, Teresa, popularly known as the Little Flower. and the experience deepened her desire to serve God and clarified the path she would follow. At age 19, she became a Carmelite nun, taking the name of Teresa, and the convent offered the simple lifestyle Teresa desired and the joy of living in a community of women completely devoted to God. She focused her days on prayer and sacrifice, and she said, "I am God's," she wrote in her diary. "He created me and is my beginning and my end." And one of the most famous miracles attributed to her and presented at her canonization is similar to the miracle of Jesus and Lazarus. The wall of building fell on Teresa's young nephew, and he was crushed, apparently dead. He was brought to Teresa, and she held her little nephew in her arm and deeply prayed deeply. And Saint Teresa of Jesus of the Andes was canonized by Pope St. John Paul II in 1993. And she is the first Chilean saint and is the patron of young people and the sick. And toward the end of her short life, Teresa began an apostolate of letter writing, sharing her thoughts on the spiritual life with many people. At age 20, she contracted typhus and quickly took her final vows. She died a short time later during Holy Week. And known as the Flower of the Andes, Teresa remained popular with the estimated 100,000 pilgrims who visit her shrine in Los Andes each year, and canonized in 1933 by Pope St. John Paul II. She is Chile's first saint. And toward the end of her short life, she began her apostolate in letter writing, sharing her thoughts on the spiritual life with many people. The special grace given St. Teresa reflect the mysterious wisdom of God at work in individuals, whether young or old. It appears God has his own logic when it comes to who gets what in the realm of grace. All we can say is, praise be the Lord. And she was beatified on 3 April 1987 in Chile after a miracle attributed to her from her native land cleared her for beatification, while another miracle coming from Chile, Pope St. John Paul II to canonize her as a saint on 21 March 1993 in St. Peter's Square. And at age 20, she did contract typhus and quickly took her final vows, and she died a short time later during Holy Week. And she's known as the Flower of the Andes. And Teresa remains popular with the estimated 100,000 pilgrims who visit her shrine in Los Andes each year. And so, and her nephew was healed as Saint Teresa's prayer. The Lord healed her nephew that had been crushed. And so she is now a saint in heaven. And as such, today, she is here in the gap, and she's calling for us from the gap to pray priests today.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black. why you never see bright colors on my back. And why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priest.
I'm the man in black.
And we are to pray for our priests. We are to pray for our priests. Joy is prayer. Joy is strength. Joy is love. Joy is a net by which we catch souls. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you do I come, and before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy hear and answer me. Amen. Mary, Mother of Jesus, throw your mantle of purity over our priests. Protect them, guide them, and keep them in your heart. Be a mother to them, especially in times of discouragement and loneliness. Love them and keep them belonging completely to Jesus. Like Jesus, they too are your sons. So keep their hearts pure and virginal. Keep their minds filled with Jesus, and put Jesus always on their lips, so that Jesus is the one they offer to sinners and all they meet. Mary, Mother of Jesus, be their mother, loving them and bringing them joy. Take special care of sick and dying priests and the ones most tempted. Mary, bless them and keep a special place for them in your heart. Give them a piece of your heart, so beautiful and pure and immaculate, so full of love and humility, so that they too can grow in the likeness of Christ. Dear Mary, make them humble like you and holy like Jesus. Heavenly Father, grant that our priests be strengthened and healed by the power of the Eucharist they celebrate, and may the word they proclaim give them courage and wisdom. Incline them to constant adoration, Lord, and thanksgiving. Pray in and through them. Let them live in you and keep them in this intimate union always. O Mary, Immaculate Conception, Mother of Jesus and Mother of Priests, pray and intercede for all our priests. And we pray for our bishops. We pray for Bishop Nauman, Lord. We pray for Bishop Nauman, the Archdiocese of Kansas City, Kansas. Lord, may your Holy Spirit grace our bishops with the gifts of wisdom and strength, gentleness and compassion, as our bishops continue to take up their role as our pastor and teachers. And we pray, Lord, for our deacons. We pray for our deacons, Lord. Lord Jesus Christ, servant of all, send your Spirit upon our deacons as they serve your church. Make them fertile ground, Lord, for your inspiration and love, and comfort our deacons, Lord, when they question themselves and their ministry. And we pray for our seminarians, Lord. Lord, give our seminarians grace. Give them courage and peace, Lord. Give them strength and give them wisdom. Fill your church with the spirit of courage and love, and raise up worthy ministers for your altars. And we pray for our choirs, Lord. We pray for those who sing in our choirs of all ages. Lord, please watch over each member of our choirs and help them to never forget that you are the center of our lives. Grant that we who praise you, Lord, be united by the Holy Spirit in a bond of love, that with one mouth and one heart we might praise you, Lord, and worship you, the light above all lights, the true life, and the salvation of souls. And we pray for all our children, Lord. We pray for our altar servers, Lord. We pray for our altar servers, Lord. The importance of serving you at Holy Mass. Pray for our altar servers. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to serve you during the Holy Mass in your sacred presence. Our hearts are filled with joy and peace. And may your Spirit always guide us, so we may grow in your love by the grace of the Heavenly Father. Amen. Open our mouths, O Lord, to bless your holy name. Cleanse our hearts from all evil and distracting thoughts. Enlighten our understanding and inflame our will, that we may serve worthily at your holy altar. All for the honor and glory of God. Amen. And we pray for all our children, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all of our children who are a blessing coming from you, Lord.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children, children.
You'll have that responsibility soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play, young, carefree children,
and help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
And we pray for all children from all over the world. We pray for all children. Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection, and we claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. Saint Joseph, terror of demons, watch over us and care for us just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son and so grow in strength and wisdom and the favor of God. Amen. Saint Joseph is the patron saint of the Universal Church, families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers, and through his love and care for Jesus and Mary, Saint Joseph showed his love for God. O glorious Saint Joseph, to you God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. And we come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us. Through holy baptism, they became children of God and members of his holy church. O Saint Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession and obtain for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord, along with Saint Teresa of Los Andes and Saint Nicholas and Saint Sebastian, Saint Maria Goretti and Saint Daphna and Saint Philomena and Saint Gianna and Saint Christopher and Saint Michael the Archangel, Saint Raphael the Archangel, and Saint Gabriel the Archangel, Saint Monica, Saint Anthony, all you holy men and women and angels in heaven, pray for us. Pray for all of our children. Lord, you are our children and grandchildren's refuge and fortress, the God in whom they can and should put their trust. And I pray that no evil shall be allowed to befall on our children and grandchildren. No plague will come near their tent. Lord, you are my strength in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior. You saved me, Lord. I will call upon you, Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I love you very much, and I beg of you to spare the life of the unborn child whom I have spiritually adopted, whose life is in danger of abortion. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in the day of battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. My God, I believe, I adore, and I hope, and I love you. And I ask pardon of you for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, nor do not love you. May the most holy, most sacred, most adorable, most mysterious, and unutterable name of God be always praised, blessed, loved, adored, and glorified in heaven, on earth, and under the earth by all the creatures of God and by the Sacred Heart of our Lord Jesus Christ in the most holy sacrament of the altar. And we pray, Lord, for those who have recently passed. We pray the rosary for those who've recently passed. God our Father, your power brings us to birth. Your providence guides our lives. And by your command, we return to dust. Lord, those who die still live in your presence. Their lives change but do not end. And I pray and hope for my family, relatives, and friends, and for all those who have recently passed known to you alone. In company with Christ, who died and now lives, may they rejoice in your kingdom, where all our tears are wiped away. Unite us together again in one family to sing your praise forever and ever. Amen. And we pray, Lord, for the prodigals. Lord, you said that you would leave the 99 to reach after the ones who have gone astray. And we pray, Lord, for those who have gone astray. We pray, Lord, for the prodigals. I lift to you the prodigals, Lord. Thank you for loving them even more than we do, for watching over them when we can't, and for working to draw them to yourself. And we pray for Pope Francis and all the clergy around the world today. And we pray for America. We pray for our soldiers and veterans. And we ask you to bless the members of our armed forces. Give them courage, hope, and strength. And be their power and protector, Lord, leading them from darkness to light. And we pray for the prisoner, Lord. We pray for all those resident in prison and their families. And may they be aware of your presence with them. And may your spirit bring them peace and the hope of new life in Jesus Christ. We pray for our police officers and our first line responders, our EMTs. And we pray for those who work in the hospital, our hospitals, nurses and doctors. And we pray for all those who are sick and ill there in the hospital. We pray that the hospital would be a place of healing and hope for all there. We pray, Lord, for healing of those who are sick. And we pray for the poor souls in purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in universal church, those in my own home and within my family. And we pray, Lord, for those who are caught in the eye of the storm, those who are held down by heavy burdens, heavy addictions like pornography and drugs and alcohol. We pray for those, Lord, who are held down by terrible addictions that is not good for their spiritual health. And we pray, Lord, for deliverance from these addictions. We pray for those, Lord, who are suicidal, who contemplate suicidal because they don't think that there's any other way out. And we pray for those who are contemplating abortion, Lord. So we pray for those who are caught in the eye of the storm, that they, through the darkness, can see the light shining through the darkness, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary and the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And if they could see and feel the love of Jesus and Mary emanating from their hearts to them, that would be healing. And so we pray, Lord, for those who are caught in the eye of the storm. Thank you.
plenty of time. But when you're caught in the eye of the storm, nowhere to turn as the thunder crashes. So many times you were warned, but now you're trapped as the battle rages.
And I give myself to the Sacred Heart of our Lord Jesus Christ, and I consecrate to him my person and my life, my actions, pains, and sufferings, so that henceforth I shall be unwilling to make use of any part of my being except for the honor, love, and glory of the Sacred Heart. O most holy Heart of Jesus, fountain of every blessing, I adore you, I love you, and with lively sorrow for my sins, I offer you this poor heart of mine. Make me humble, patient, pure, and wholly obedient to your will. Grant, good Jesus, that I may live in you and for you. Amen, as we honor the heart of God.
Curtain and take off your disguise. Whoever told you ain't worth the fight? Cross tells a story how to change your mind. 'Cause there's only love in the heart of God. No room for that cross. He's not sitting there taking his death, writing you off, leaving you lost. He's not sitting there taking his death. He went to that cross. He went to that cross.
Virgin most powerful and mother of mercy, queen of heaven and refuge of sinners, we consecrate ourselves to your immaculate heart. We consecrate to you our very being and our whole life, all that we have, all that we love, and all that we are. And so we love you, Jesus, and we love you, Mother Mary, and we love you, Saint Joseph, and we love you, our guardian angel. Thank you, Lord, for loving us.
The Litany of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, hear us. Christ, graciously hear us. God, the Father of Heaven, have mercy on us. God, the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. God, the Holy Ghost, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. Heart of Mary, pray for us. Heart of Mary, like unto the heart of God, pray for us. Heart of Mary, united to the heart of Jesus, pray for us. Heart of Mary, instrument of the Holy Ghost, pray for us. Heart of Mary, sanctuary of the Divine Trinity, pray for us. Heart of Mary, tabernacle of God incarnate, pray for us. Heart of Mary, immaculate from thy creation, pray for us. Heart of Mary, full of grace, pray for us. Heart of Mary, blessed among all hearts, pray for us. Heart of Mary, throne of glory, pray for us. Heart of Mary, most humble, pray for us. Heart of Mary, holocaust of divine love, pray for us. Heart of Mary, fastened to the cross with Jesus crucified, pray for us. Heart of Mary, comfort of the afflicted, pray for us. Heart of Mary, refuge of sinners, pray for us. Heart of Mary, hope of the agonizing, pray for us. Heart of Mary, seat of mercy, pray for us. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, spare us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, graciously hear us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Immaculate Mary, meek and humble of heart, make our hearts like unto the heart of Jesus. Let us pray. O most merciful God, who for the salvation of sinners and the refuge of the miserable, was pleased that the most pure heart of Mary should be most like in charity and pity to the divine heart of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that we, who commemorate this sweet and loving heart, may, by the merits and intercession of the same Blessed Virgin, merit to be found like to the heart of Jesus, through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.
And amen. And we pray that those who are caught in the eye of the storm will have burning hearts for the love of our Lord, the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, that they would have that burning love. Yes, and Saint Teresa of Los Andes and all the host of heaven is counting on us.
Heaven is counting on you. Run with a heart that is true. Carry the cross, reaching the lost. Heaven is counting on you. We are standing at the end of time. We are part of a grand design.
And the Bible tells us that those in heaven are praying for us. And so, how great is that? And for me, I could use all the help I can get, definitely. And here at Deeper Truth, we will tell the world.
Final boarding call for flight 247 to London, now at gate 23A. Mr. Edwards, Mr. C. Edwards, for life-saving telephone.
All final boarding call for flight 814.
And that's what we are called to do. That's exactly what we're called to do. And here in the Gap today on Deeper Truth, we want to thank St. Teresa of Los Andes for entering the Gap today. And tomorrow, we will have St. Martin the First. He was a pope. So we will have St. Martin the First coming into the Gap tomorrow. And so we will close for today, as we will end today, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And here at Deeper Truth, we love our Lord so much, and we love our holy Catholic faith. We love Our Lady, and we love all the angels and saints. And we thank you, Lord, for the gifts of the sacraments, for your love for us. And we will close today. And we'll be back tomorrow with Pope Martin I in the Gap. As we close, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Amen. Good day. May God's blessings be upon you all out there in Deeper Truth Land. Amen.